COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Simon Constable in Paradise in the south of France. However, I guide Simon to remember for us now, many years after the attack in New York, his thoughts about that day. He was on the front lines when the attack hit, as I understand it. He is now not on the front lines. He's now in Paradise, and he deserves it, and he earned it all these years. Your memories, Simon, you were nearby. What building?
I was in One World Financial Center, which is one of the buildings that are right next to the Twin Towers. And I was there in the morning meeting, and we were there for the first strike by a plane. I didn't think it was a plane. I wasn't really sure what it was. It seemed like a massive gash in the side of one of the Twin Towers. And then we were told to get back to our desks and get working and not just looking at smoke coming out of one of the Twin Towers. And then a second one came in, and that one was absolutely terrifying because it had a much bigger fireball and a much bigger sound and power range of a blast. The blast hit our building as well and shook it, and that was really quite something. And I helped my boss, who was 7 months pregnant, down from the 36th floor right down to the ground, and then we all sped off as fast as we could to get away from the buildings. It was not a nice day, but it was a nice day in one way, is me and my friends managed to get away without being hurt.
One World Trade is gone, right? They took down all those buildings.
Yes, yeah. They took down those buildings. The World Trade Center were all gone. The buildings that I was in, the Financial Center buildings, they remain, although they're called something different now. So One World Financial Center, I think, has got a different name. And certainly the company running them is named differently. Anyway, that's almost a quarter of a century ago.
24 years later, there's another crisis. But this time, Simon moved to it. In 9/11, he was working in it. Now he's working in it and moved to it. France is in a crisis. The government fell yesterday. There's a new prime minister. The police were dispatched to the major cities, especially Paris, in these last 12 hours, anticipating disorder. Who is the new prime minister? Is there disorder?
Well, there's certainly no disorder in the fields around my home here in southern France. I don't think there will be huge problems. There are some strikes that have been organized today for sort of basically stopping aircraft from being taken off or landing or being moved around. And there are a lot of other strikes going on. I don't think it's going to be much of a big deal, because so far I haven't heard anything about it. The old prime minister, Bayrou, is out. Basically, he lost the vote of confidence. And the parliament had no confidence in him. So he was gone straight away. And today we've got Sébastien Lecornu, who's the new prime minister. He's one of Macron's lackeys from a long time, was a minister of defense for a while. So he's very close to Macron, which I don't think is going to do him any favors in the parliament. But we'll see. At least they've got a new prime minister now.
The choices for Macron before his choice was resignation, calling a snap election, or appointing a new prime minister, which he's done. He chose curtain three, the most logical, in order to maintain control. And yet there's no reason to believe that the new prime minister will be more successful than the previous five. This is number six of the last couple of years, I think, if I read correctly. So who is in charge? Well, it turns out Simon's living with the people who are in charge. Because as far as Simon can see, and Lara's origins are National Rally. Correct, Simon?
Absolutely. I live in the center of National Rally, basically, area. It's a lot of farmers, and they love the National Rally, and I think they want Marine Le Pen as the president, and they want Jordan Bardella to be the prime minister. And they really want that. And I think sooner or later that is going to happen.
Let's underline who they are. These are farmers that work every day, 7 days a week, and go hunting on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is that correct?
That is correct. I saw some out last Saturday, having a good time and looking spiffy and with their dogs.
And do you hear any banging this morning? Any wild boars in the front yard?
No, they moved the hunt around, and the hunt was very near us on Saturday, and I didn't hear any shots then. I heard some barking from dogs, which isn't that surprising at all, but I didn't hear any shooting. I mean, normally you can hear it from quite a distance, but none today, none then, and I doubt there'll be any on the weekend.
Now, you have a wood on your property, and the deer hide in there. Do the boars hide in there? I remember in the first year you had a boar at the back kitchen door.
Yes, they do pop out their heads a little bit, and they rarely go near people, though. That is the thing. They're very shy creatures in many ways, unless you get between the mother of the the baby pigs, and you know, between the two, then you'll be in deep trouble. But the rest of it, it's just fine, and they're very shy, and they'll just disappear into the wood, and you won't see them again for a year.
Back to the national rally, Marine Le Pen leads a group that is chiefly agriculture, and you've given me to understand over the years you've been there, these are exceedingly pleasant, hardworking people. Is that correct, the national rally?
That's what I'm seeing, yes. They're people who want to earn a living and live happily and be part of the community and, you know, and welcome visitors. And that's what I'm seeing across everything when I'm here in France. And I've got to believe that that's the biggest majority, particularly in this part of France. So, you know, I wouldn't say anything bad about them. It's a very different from Jean-Marie Le Pen, who founded this many, many, many decades ago. It's not the same as it was then. They've really changed what they think.
Well, I want to underline, Simon, you are an Englishman. You are an outsider. You are a member of a traditional group that's been at odds with France. You and the missus are treated exceedingly kindly. Is that correct?
No. Oh, absolutely. Question. Absolutely, it is. It is true. The local people who've had families here forever, they're very good to us all the way through. We love it.
The national rally. Generous? Well, yes. Simon Constable, writing for Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications in the south of France, in the coming fall for France and polycrisis for the rest of us.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.